This is Kevin on the Monday Magazine Show with you till four, and I have been joined by our special guest of the day, none other than PCSO Steve Hull. Hello, Steve.
Hi, Kevin.
And how are you?
Very well, thank you.
Good. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
You got this these initial letters in front of your name, PCSO. Tell us what that means.
It's actually a police community support officer.
Okay.
And I'm based at Rye Police Station.
Right. And you are here because you are leading the organisation of a pretty special event.
Yes.
Could you tell us all about it?
Certainly, Kevin. It's an event called SNAP. SNAP is Say No and Phone. It's on the 21st of November, so it's only a few weekends away. The cost of getting in is £7, but in that £7, you get to meet two fantastic groups from this year's X Factor groups. You'll get the Brooks, which are the two young lads, and Fifth Street as well.
Right.
Also including that, you'll get the skating. A bit later on down the line, you'll get one free game of 10-bin bowling with Ride Super Bowl. The Isle of Wight College are coming along to do the hair, the makeup, the straighteners. So for you, Kevin, it'd be fantastic.
Watch it.
And a lot of interacting as well from other partners involved.
Is this for a particular group of people?
It is. It's for our 11 to 16-year-olds.
Yeah.
And the time is 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock, but we're aiming for the 11 to 16-year-olds to come along.
Okay. Why is that? What's that about? Why them?
At the age of 10, obviously, you can get a criminal record. So we've looked at taking these children on a Friday night out of the area because there's nothing on the Isle of Wight to a certain degree for them to do. And we said, instead of just having a disco night, let's make it a fun night, educational night. So there will be officers there explaining the laws about alcohol, sex sense, antisocial behaviour. So we will be pushing that out, but in a fun and active way.
Okay, so 11 to 16-year-olds only.
Only, yes.
Yep. It's, well, how much a ticket?
It's £7 a ticket.
Okay.
But the ticket will be split, so obviously £3.50 that will go to Planet Ice. The rest will come back into the community funding, which then we will build up and put on more events throughout the year. We're looking at doing six of these throughout the term.
Okay, and they go under the name of SNAP, don't they?
They do.
So so this will be the first of a series of SNAP events on the Isle of Wight?
These will be the first of the series.
Right, and was all this your idea? Has it been shipped in from somewhere else?
It's been going on the mainland now since the 2000s, back in 2000s, with Fareham, Portsmouth and Aldershot.
Yeah.
They have one once a month, and they get up to about 4,000 to possibly 1,000 people.
Okay, but how on earth have you got the X Factor people to come over to the Isle of Wight for this? Don't tell me you were on the X Factor yourself, were you?
No, not that good. My background, apart from being a PCSO, I'm actually an entertainer as well.
Right.
So I do an illusions, that sort of thing. I'm not really here, really. I'm an illusion. So I do a lot of magical stuff as well. And my contacts in the entertainment world with the X Factor. So I gave them a ring and said, look, this is our first event on the Isle of Wight. I want to make it special. I want to do it for the young people. What can you do?
Yeah.
And they said, Steve, we've got two fantastic groups for you.
Brilliant. What came first? Was it being the policeman or was it the entertainer?
The entertainer.
Yeah?
Yes.
So how long ago?
I've been doing entertaining now for about 30-odd years.
Yeah? You don't look old enough, Steve.
Thank you very much. But I love it, and it's even my role as a PCSO, I love doing things for the youth, and this is for the youth. So this is why I'm saying, you know, if they want things on the island, they've got to support it.
Yeah.
You know, we have a web page. SNAP has a web page, which is www.snap-iow.co.uk.
Yep.
That then has a link to the Facebook page, so
right.
You can go on it, like it. But you can also buy tickets at Planet Ice on their online page.
Okay.
Or you can go down and buy tickets.
Right. So to get the ticket then, you would have to go to Planet Ice, either visit the premises or go to their website. Or is there another way to get them?
At the moment, we're just doing at Planet Ice or on the website.
Yeah.
And also, we'd like to give Vectis Radio a couple of sets of tickets to give out in a quiz.
Fantastic.
As well.
Fantastic. I'm just slightly too old to go, otherwise I would obviously have been there. But was this, was it your idea to bring this to the Isle of Wight, Steve?
Yeah, it was. And I looked at other venues, I looked at the mainland, I looked at how they operated, how they worked, because potentially there's 1,000 11 and 16 year olds just in Ryde alone.
Yeah.
And because we said we didn't want to just do it for Ryde, I wanted to open it for the whole of the island. So we said the whole of the island, open it up to. So we looked at all the aspects. It will be a condition coming into the building. You will be searched, purely because it's a venue where it's non-alcohol and it's drug-free.
Yeah.
So it's just a fun social
yes.
evening.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to listen to a bit of music from those Whiter Than White band In Excess in a minute.
Sounds
and
good.
After them, we'll be back and we'll chat a bit more about that and also about you.
Fantastic. Thank you, Kevin.
This is Kevin with you till four on the Monday magazine. I'm with PCSO Steve Hull, who's been telling us about a fantastic event for 11 to 16-year-olds that's happening on November 21st at Planet Ice. And we'll come back to that in a minute. But Steve made the mistake of mentioning that he is also an entertainer. So I just wanted to ask you a bit more about that, Steve. And where did that all start? And can you explain the sort of stuff that you've done so far?
Yeah, I started about 30 years ago. And it was every town has a magic circle involved. So at the time I was living in Basingstoke. So I decided to try and suss out my own magical circle. And there was one in Basingstoke. I went along. Paul Daniels was the president at the time.
Oh, yeah.
So I got to meet him, got to join the Magic Circle in Basingstoke, got quite known. Obviously, with entertainers, you all get to interlink, learn other tricks, get to
yes.
thing. Then became a member of the Magic Circle and all the other bits and bobs, and just learnt by other magicians, which are a great support
yeah.
from like the magicians of Basingstoke, Southampton. We all got together and we really made an effort.
How old were you when that all started?
At the age of 7.
Wow.
The usual thing, you get a magic box gift to you at
yeah,
Christmas.
I got one of those, yeah.
With the old bits and bobs, and you think, well, what do I do with this? And then from there, you go bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
And that little box that would probably cost you a tenner to an illusion now, which costs you thousands,
wow.
you know, it's
yeah.
a lot of money.
So you now do these large-scale illusion stunts?
Yeah, I do.
Shows?
I do a lot of children stuff. Children, then close-ups, shows and then illusion shows.
Okay.
So I'm a all-round virtual entertainer, really.
Wow. And do you do that on the island or all over the place?
All over the place. Most of my work is charitable work because
yeah.
that's the sort of person I am.
Yeah.
I want to give as much as I can back to the community.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm doing quite a bit of hotel work on the island
yeah.
In the evenings.
Okay. And so just moving slightly off that then, this community angle, you are a police community support officer.
Yes.
Who's organising an event, a massive event by the sound of it, for 11 to 16-year-olds. So can you explain your motivation for this and where that comes from?
Yeah, on the island, since I've been over here probably about 4 years now, there's not a lot on the island, especially like now in the wintertime, it all goes down, and there's a lot of children out there wandering in the streets of the Isle of Wight. So SNAP's been going on for quite a while on the mainland. We've looked at it on putting it on over here. It is a place where it's alcohol and drug free. It's giving them something to do on a Friday night and
yeah.
making sure that we know where all these 11 and 16 year olds are.
Yeah.
We're not heavy handed police people going down there. We're going to make it friendly, exciting, educational forum.
Yeah. Okay. So how would you describe it as an event? So why would an 11 to 16-year-old want to go, apart from the fact that there's X Factor bands there?
There certainly are, yes.
Yeah. Is that that's the thing. You want to make it a fun event first. The rest of it is a side effect, presumably.
Yeah, the other thing we noticed that week, which is the 21st of November, it's Alcohol Awareness Week.
Okay.
And it's Bullying Week as well. So we're looking at interacting all that involved as well. Because with the cyberbullying, with the smartphones nowadays, it could be
yeah.
really bad. So we want
yes.
to sort of like push that in as well, where
yes.
people are skating, dancing, you know.
Yeah.
should you be doing this, should you be doing that,
yeah,
all about the alcohol stuff, sex, yeah, sense and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah. So anyone listening to this now, whatever age they are, if they are or know someone who's between the ages of 11 and 16, they should be getting on down there, shouldn't they?
They should be down there, yes.
Yeah? So this is your cue. Can you tell everyone one more time about the event, where it is, when it is, and how to get a ticket?
Certainly, Kevin. It's the event is called Snap. It's on November the 21st, so it's only a couple of weeks away.
Yeah.
It's at Planet Ice in Ryde. The phone number for Planet Ice is 01983 615 155. Or you can buy tickets online at www.planetice.co.uk.
Brilliant. And give us one more reminder of what the attractions are on the night. So what can people do when they get there?
Okay, I'll leave the big attraction at the end. but obviously when they come in, they get the skating.
Yeah.
That's all free.
Yeah.
You'll get the dancing. You'll get the educational from the sex sense, alcohol awareness. The college is going to be there doing the hair and the makeup, that sort of stuff. The biggest event will be the two bands from the X Factor, the Brooks and Fifth Street. Wow. They will be meet and greeting as well.
Amazing. Yeah. And how many are you hoping to get there? What, have you got a target in mind?
I would like to see 500 in that.
Brilliant.
In that centre.
That'd be brilliant. And of course that emphasises the sheer numbers of young people there are around, because as you said, there are about 1,000 young people in that age group in Ryde alone. So
exactly,
hence your thought of having these events rolling right through the year in the future.
Yeah, and we didn't want to just keep it to Ryde, we wanted to open it to the whole of the island, so that's why we did it.
Okay, and can you tell us now when the next one might be, or is that something that you'll think about after
that's
this one?
We'll get this one out of the way. Yeah. It'll probably be in January, February time,
yeah,
but we just need to really sort of like get this one out of the way, see what support we get. If we get massive, yeah, support, which I'm hoping we will do,
yeah,
then we will put more on.
Okay.
This is their event.
And the final question was, obviously people are going to be paying money to go to this, and half of that money is going to go to Planet Ice, who are obviously providing the venue and all those facilities, but the other half, where does that
go? That's coming back into the community funding, which is the SNAP has its own account, which that will go back into, and then we will look at the next venue and the next venue. So that money will pay for other X Factor groups,
yes,
other functions that we do.
Okay.
And eventually Snap should then be self-funding and
fantastic
running.
Fantastic. Oh, well, all the best to you, Steve.
Thank
judging
you, Kevin.
By your energy, you're going to make it happen.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And will you be doing an act there? Will you be doing the turn yourself?
I think I'm comparing for the evening.
Oh,
so,
yeah,
yes.
Well, I thought you might be.
Yeah, thanks.
A few tricks up your sleeve there.
Definitely.
Yeah. Well, thanks. And thanks for coming in, Steve.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
We wish you all the best, and we'll hope to see you again soon. Maybe come back after the event and tell us all about it.
Yeah, I look forward to that, Kevin.
Yeah. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you.